Well, in spite of quite significant political progress, the humanitarian situation in Somalia is still dire. 4.7 million people in the country are in need of humanitarian aid, and about 1 million people are in need of food aid. And out of those, about 360,000 are children, again, 60,000 of whom are in the risk of dying if no immediate assistance is given. So the situation is quite serious still, with a lot of displacement, new displacement taking place, a total of 1.1 million people internally displaced and 1 million refugees abroad.
A year ago, it was just 3 million people that needed some sort of humanitarian assistance in Somalia. Now, as you said, it's closer to 5 million. That's half of the total population. Why the change?
The drought situation has been quite serious this year as a result of the El Nino effect. We've also had major flooding in the southern and central parts of Somalia. And we had additional displacement as a result of military offensives. We've had also an influx of both refugees and forced returnees, I should say, from Yemen. So the numbers are actually going up.
The situation seems to be worsening month by month. Is there nothing the UN can do to reverse this trend?
We're looking increasingly at the underlying causes to some of these long-term humanitarian problems. For instance, for the 1.1 million internally displaced persons, we are embarking now on an initiative towards durable solutions whereby we address the underlying causes, such as land tenure, such as certain protection issues, urban poverty and urbanization. And we're working very closely with the government on this particular strategy.
Where has progress been made, if at all?
There's been significant progress in terms of the political process, as I was mentioning. The state-building process is on a very good course. Of course, it's not that easy because we're looking at, for instance, federalization in a country that has never known a federal structure before. But these things are moving gradually in a positive direction. You see a strategic engagement by the government on some of the durable solutions, as I was mentioning, and that would not have been possible even 3 years ago. We are part of the New Deal process, which is very, very important because it basically locks in the international community and the government in a mutually accountability framework that both work together towards progress and development. So these are things that are all on a good track. Unfortunately, that's not the same for some of the other issues like security situation.
If you are able to solve that seemingly intractable problem, the security issue, what effect would that have? Would Somalia suddenly blossom as a country?
Well, Somalia has a lot of potential. It's not a basket case. It's certainly a country that can feed itself quite easily if we would invest seriously in, for instance, irrigated agriculture, livestock and fisheries. And it has a very interesting position, of course, in terms of ports and serving the hinterland. So it could play a major economic role if security were to prevail. Somalis, as probably everybody knows, are very enterprising and very active people. You find them everywhere in the world and they're always doing business. So there's no doubt if the proper conditions could be put in place that the country could bounce back quite quickly.
I guess in the type of job you have to be optimistic.
I always say I'm paid to be optimistic, but I'm an optimist by nature. So after 32 years almost in the humanitarian world, one has to be positive, one has to always look for solutions and opportunities. And however dire the situation, those opportunities always exist, provided the peace process can be put on track and a proper state building process can be embarked upon. And that is definitely what we're doing in Somalia.